In the sun-drenched landscape of Sicily, a modern fairy tale unfolds with a twist. Our beauty isn't a damsel in distress, but a brilliant hacker, and our beast bears scars that tell a story of sacrifice rather than curse. 20 years ago, 19-year-old Raphael made a split-second decision that altered his life forever. While planting a bomb for the Albanian mafia, he noticed a small child running toward the building. Acting on instinct, he shielded her with his body during the explosion, saving her life but leaving his face and body permanently scarred. That little girl with defiant onyx eyes would later become central to his story in ways he couldn't imagine. Now, Raphael De Santi rules Eastern Sicily's criminal underworld as the Sicilian, a legendary hitman whose services guarantee elimination within 24 hours. Despite his wealth and power, he remains isolated, hiding his scarred face in shadows. When a mysterious hacker breaches his security systems, his carefully constructed world begins to crumble. For a man who fought for everything after losing his parents and homeland, this digital intrusion feels deeply personal, and he's determined to find the person responsible. In Chicago, Vasilisa Romanovna Petrova balances dual identities as daughter of Russian bratva-pakan Roman Petrov and a computer science genius who hacked security systems for thrill. After enduring her latest boyfriend's condescension, Vasilisa targets one final challenge, the Big Brawny Beast, a security company with systems she can't resist. Her confidence wavers when she awakens handcuffed on a private jet with two captors. Despite her restraints, Vasilisa maintains composure, even attempting escape with a makeshift flamethrower. She refuses to be defined by her beauty or family connections, asserting her agency through small rebellions, reorganizing Raphael's bookshelves, drawing unflattering caricatures of him, and pranking his company website with cartoon frogs. Her intelligence proves invaluable when Raphael's operative gets trapped in a target's panic room in Japan with minutes before staff arrive. Vasilisa provides a brilliant solution that saves the man's life, a pivotal moment where Raphael trusts her judgment completely, risking his operative's life on her word alone. Their first confrontation establishes their complex relationship. When Raphael enters the wine cellar where Vasilisa is held, he's stunned by her beauty before she slashes his arm with a broken bottle. Despite this, he shows concern for her wounded state. Raphael offers Vasilisa $3 million to overhaul his security. When she refuses, he reveals his leverage, snipers near her parents. "Everyone has a price," he tells her, as her wine glass shatters. Raphael deliberately extends her stay, sabotaging his own systems and hiring English-speaking staff overnight to make the empty villa seem populated. As days pass, Vasilisa gains more freedom within her gilded cage. She helps solve security crises and joins Raphael on outings. Their relationship evolves from tense standoffs to unexpected connections, like when Raphael leaves her a sticky note with his amateur drawing, responding to her complaint about breakfast. For much of their early relationship, Raphael hides his scarred face in shadows. The pivotal moment comes when Vasilisa notices dark shapes that remain stationary despite no branches overhead. Raphael carries her toward the well-lit house, awaiting her reaction. When she merely examines his features before commenting that she thought he was blonde, he's stunned. To his question about her lack of screaming, she quips, "It takes a lot more effort for a guy to make me scream." This acceptance marks a turning point. Vasilisa sees beyond Raphael's scars to the man beneath. We learn that Raphael raised his brother Guido since age 14 after their mother was executed by the mafia for breaking omerta. When asked how a 14-year-old could raise a child alone, Raphael's answer is chilling: determination and tenacity. As they grow closer, Raphael reveals more about his criminal empire and possessiveness. "I don't share things I had to barter my soul for," he explains about his car, adding, "because you're mine too." Beneath this controlling behavior lies a wounded soul who lost everything once and has been fighting for security ever since. Raphael expresses his deepening feelings through increasingly extravagant gifts, revealing both his wealth and emotional limitations. Each morning after intimacy, Vasilisa finds elegant jewelry on her nightstand. Diamond necklaces worth more than cars, sapphire sets, solitary rings, diamond watches, and eventually a royal tiara. Vasilisa consistently rejects these gifts, sometimes throwing them across the room or silently returning them. Raphael accepts each rejection with a blank expression, pocketing the items. These rejections wound him, as gifts represent his only perceived avenue for expressing genuine affection. The turning point comes with a more thoughtful gift, a white gold chain with a Lily of the Valley pendant, small diamonds forming dewdrops on the flowers. This personal gift includes a sticky note with his sketch of her wearing only the necklace. After hours of contemplation, Vasilisa accepts it, marking a crucial shift in their relationship. When Raphael later apologizes for making her feel cheap, he confesses, "I just wanted you to like me," revealing a man convinced his scarred appearance makes him fundamentally unlovable. Raphael's deepest love manifests in his willingness to release Vasilisa. When she confronts him about his controlling behavior, saying, "Love is freedom, love is trust," he's forced to reconsider his approach. He explains his decision to Guido through a childhood memory about capturing a rare blue Morpha butterfly that died days later. Its wings stopped shimmering, he recalls. It was still beautiful, but lifeless, just a shell of what made it special. He recognizes that keeping Vasilisa captive would similarly destroy what makes her special. Raphael also reveals he was the man who saved Vasilisa during the explosion 20 years ago, yet he refuses to use this life debt to manipulate her. "I want her to choose me," he confesses, "not feel obligated to me. Love born from duty isn't love at all." The narrative comes full circle when Vasilisa discovers Raphael is her childhood savior. After learning he's been shot by her uncle, she rushes to Sicily, finally understanding her feelings. At his hospital bedside, she confesses her love, drawn to his fierce protectiveness, determination, and how he challenges her. What makes this resolution satisfying is that Vasilisa chooses Raphael with full knowledge of who he is. She's witnessed his criminal empire and capacity for violence. She doesn't love him despite these things. She loves the complete man, understanding his experiences shaped him into someone capable of both terrible violence and profound love. Their story concludes with Raphael joining Vasilisa's chaotic Russian family after a lifetime of isolation. When he deliberately provokes her father by calling him Dad, it's both humorous and touching, the orphaned boy finally part of a family again. In the end, their journey proves that real love isn't about changing someone, but choosing to walk beside them, scars and all. As Vasilisa tells Raphael, "I fell in love with you because you're you."